Our Lady's words, taken directly from the mystical city of God by Venerable Mary of Agreda. Transfiction, page 335. Our Lady tells us that humility is the key to the perfect spiritual life.
In his malice and astuteness, the ancient serpent strains all his powers to destroy in the heart the science of humility, sowed by the Redeemer, as a seed of holiness in the human heart. And in its place he seeks to sow the cockle of pride. In order to root out these and allow free growth to the blessing of humility, it is necessary that the soul consent and seek to be humiliated by its fellow creatures, and that it ask the Lord incessantly and in all sincerity of heart for this virtue, and for the means to attain it. Very scarce are the souls that apply themselves to this science, and reach the perfection of this virtue, for it requires entire conquest of one's whole self, to which few attain, even among those who profess to be virtuous. This contagion of pride has so deeply penetrated into the human faculties that it is communicated to nearly all of men's doings, and there is scarcely one among men who is without pride, just as the rose never grows without thorns or the grain without husks. On this account the Most High makes so much of the truly humble, and those who entirely triumph over pride. He exalts and places with the princes of his people, esteeming them as his favored children, and exempting them from the jurisdictions of the demon. Thus it comes that the devil dares scarcely approach them, because he fears the humble and the victories over him more than the fires of hell.